I received a phone call, Greg, on Friday afternoon, just shortly after 2 p.m, and asked to make my way out to a business premises up Thorn Road called The Cube. And on arrival, there were 30, maybe 40 people standing outside the front door of the premises. And they informed me that they were going to reclaim or repossess, or whichever word you'd like to use, they're going to reclaim their property on behalf of the rightful owner, a gentleman by the name of Brendan Gilday, whom most of your listeners would know as a very successful property developer in Letterkenny over the past 30 years or so. And the premises, at the moment, there's only one tenant in the entire premises. That's the Donegal County Council Central Laboratory, and they're based on the second floor. So Brendan, he rang the intercom. They let him into the premises. He presented himself at the reception, and he looked to speak to the manager, who wasn't present at that time, and he told the receptionist that he was there to reclaim the building, which was rightfully his.
And presumably that is being disputed by the banks, who I presume receivers went in the first instance to claim it on their behalf.
That's correct. We go all the way back to 2011 when NAB, stroke Danske Bank, employed a receiver for that premises and for all Brendan Gilday's properties. And in the intervening 5 years, Brendan's arguing that the receiver hasn't looked after his best interests and has effectively sold what he claims is $30 million worth of property in a fire sale. And Brendan believes he could have and should have been able to trade his way out of his difficulties. But as I say, in the intervening 5 years, this property has had a number of tenants in it, but at the moment there's only the one tenant, that's the Donegal County Council.
I noticed the Gardaí pictured as part of the story. Were they there to, I don't know, keep an eye on things? Were they facilitating this reclamation, in inverted commas?
Well, in fairness to the guards, and it deserved mention, Greg, they were excellent. The two guards, the two of them arrived on the scene and explained that they were just there to keep the peace, for want of a better phrase. But when they realised that it wasn't a burglary or anything such like, they kept at arm's length, and they went in, they spoke to the council staff, and they were effectively liaising between the two parties. And the whole drama, I suppose it lasted from 2:30 to 3:30, I suppose about 3 hours, Greg. And in the meantime, professional locksmiths changed the locks in the building, and the keys were presented to Brendan Gilday. So he's the only man that has the keys of the building at the moment.
Very peculiar. It puts the council in a pickle. Who do they pay rent to?
Well, this group that was helping Brendan, they're worthy of mention as well. They call themselves the Helping Hand Group, and they call themselves a group of ordinary people who are fighting lawful means to help ordinary people whose voices aren't being heard. You know, many of them have been through the judicial system themselves, and they're fighting to keep hold of their respective houses and businesses, and they're representing Brendan. They're claiming that the council haven't paid rent in the last 5 years. I mean, obviously, Greg, I can't substantiate that, you know, but that was their claim, that the council haven't been paying receiver any rent for the last 5 years. And Brendan let the staff into work this morning, Monday, and he's given the council until Friday to sign this new lease. Now, without getting too legalistic, the lease is the exact same as the existing lease. The only difference is...
Well, who's the existing lease with?
The existing lease... the receiver has property...
Well, I presume rent payment would form part of that lease, but sure, what else is a lease other than that? But we'll have to... We'll get clarification on that, of course. It's a fluid situation, Harry, we understand. So, this really raises a lot of questions about this whole... who owns what, receivership, if property's being taken over correctly. And I mean, in the first instance, we had that case out in Remelton where the argument was a bank wasn't furnishing proper documents to take over property, and something needs to be done to clarify the situation, I would imagine. Would you agree, Harry?
That's correct, Greg. This is a similar situation. It's the same group involved, the Helping Hand Group, and they meet every Monday night in the Mount Argo Hotel, and this is the second high-profile case. I suppose it's the first case, Greg, involving an arm of the government, and that the council would be a state body, you know. So, but yeah, their claim is that the receiver doesn't have legal rights on the property, and obviously that's a situation which will probably become clearer in the coming days. But as I say, this morning, Brendan let the people into the building, into the place of work, and he says that if come 5 o'clock on Friday evening they haven't signed this new lease, that he'll be asking to vacate the premises.
Right. And is there a reason for that, sort of, you could argue, hard line on it? Is it to sort of validate his claim of ownership, or...?
I think so. I think so. As I said, Greg, that but Brendan is a gentleman, but he's just, to put it in his own words, he's just fed up. He said he's had enough of this, and he wants what's rightfully his, and his claim is that building is rightfully his, and he's now got ownership of same again.